Blog Talk Radio.
Yay!
Yo, yo, yo.
Going on.
So, yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Is That So Detroit?
Yes.
The late version today. Thank you, indeed.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jay, how's your week been?
You know, I'm making it, you know, every day, making it day by day. You?
That's good. I am blessed. Highly favored. Okay, so funny story. I was talking to one of my friends, and we got to laughing about how some people are extra churchy, and that's always how they answer. Like, they'll be like, yo, what's up? They'll be like, oh, I am blessed and highly favored.
Ooh.
I am filled with the Holy Ghost within, and he is blessing me. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
And
favor of God is on my life.
Right. You know, I can't complain because the Lord has been too good to me. Yes, he has. And I'm just like, all right, well, I'm good, you know, just chilling
right
down here on earth. And my friend was like, they be so high up there. I'm like, yeah. I'd be like, what else is you so high up there? I'll see you when I get to the heavenlies. And he goes, well, since you're so high up there, can you move that cloud for me? Like, they be up there, man. So, yeah,
right.
No. I'm good. Look,
okay.
The week has been going by fast, as usual. All
right.
So, yeah. Okay,
cool.
So, it is hot. It is getting hot in Detroit.
It's getting there. We're officially in summer.
Yes, we
as
are.
As of Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, something like that. I know Father's Day always brings the beginning of summer, the official beginning
right
of summer, and it's like Detroit was right on cue. It has been pretty warm and toasty. I'm surprised.
And the thing about it is, I'm not ready, man, because it's like time goes by too quick. In my opinion,
yeah,
you know, technically summer lasts until the end of September or towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, summer is over
mm-hmm
before that, basically.
Yeah.
It starts getting cold at the
yeah
end of August. But my thing is, summer is officially over for me after the 4th of July.
Not you. There's nothing to hope for the summer after the 4th of July.
All right. After that, it's over. My birthday's in August, so after my birthday, it's really over. So, you know. Yeah, like after July 4th, I'm like, almost time for fall. And then school.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm out of school, so I think that's where I came from. But now that I'm out of school,
yeah,
maybe that'll change a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it will, because you're right. I sort of felt the same way, especially being so involved on campus when I was in school and being an RA. Like, we had to go back before everybody else anyway, so it just felt
right
like, you know, fall, because it was fall semester.
Right.
So,
it
yeah
feels like,
no, I feel
like
you.
The 4th of July is like the last hurrah. No, there's no holiday until Labor Day, which is just September. So it kind of is the last hurrah.
Yeah, it is, man. I guess so. The year has been going by so fast. I'm like, geez,
yep,
we are already over halfway through 2015, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Utterly ridiculous. And the year, the days, the weeks, everything is just moving so quickly. It's nuts. It's really crazy. So, but with summer comes the booty shorts, the muscle shirts, the bikini bodies,
all that stuff. Right.
The A shirts. I don't like calling them wife beaters, but
the V-necks,
you know, the white, the V-necks,
the beaters,
the T-shirts and the, you know, the sandals. Ladies, it's time to get that, not just a pedicure. Go ahead and get a full foot spa treatment. We've been wearing shoes.
Yeah,
we gotta get
those
heels
please
nice and soft.
Please.
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 you know? It's time
being
to...
Being crispy is a good thing. That's a term of endearment, unless you're talking about your feet. We don't want crispy feet.
You don't
Please.
Want your feet to be crispy.
Everything
no
else
crispy
can be
toes.
Crispy. But no crispy
right,
toes,
but
no
not,
crispy heels.
Not the feet.
Nope.
Agreed. Man, and I saw this video on Facebook. Shout out to Facebook. Facebook is a real MVP. When you are feeling down, if you have a nice, good friend group, acquaintance group on Facebook, there is always something that is bound to make you smile. I saw this video, and this lady was talking to the meat committee and others. Apparently, the meat committee, I don't know, I think they share food, but it might be like the fat girls committee, I don't know. Regardless, she was like, if you are part of the meat committee, or really anybody, it is summer now, and it is time for 2-a-day baths. She was like, and make sure you put in the powder on.
Preach.
She is preaching. She was like, you need to have powder. She said if you got meat rubbing on meat, then you really need to take care of that in the summer
months. Don't get it twisted, man. Don't go to sleep either. Then you really need a shower.
Yeah.
Another shower. Don't go to sleep.
You will be sweating. You will be sweating. You will be in a pool of your own sweat when you wake up in the middle of the summer.
Yep.
So good naps. Yeah. The shower is definitely a necessity. So with that, though, we have the summer fashion. So as we know, lately, vintage has been coming back, vintage styles, thrifting. A lot of people are doing DIYs, thrifting, wearing vintage styles. What are some of your favorite summer staples? What are some of the things that you feel like, you know what, I got to have these on deck for whatever I'm doing during the hot months of the year?
I like, you know, I'm a real simple person. Got to have the assortment of graphic T-shirts.
Okay.
Got to have shorts, you know, just in case you're going out in a game of 21. Have you seen that meme? It's like, you know, I mean, always wear shorts under their clothes.
Yeah,
it's like a game of 21, a jump off at any time. Yeah,
exactly, that's crazy.
I don't wear like shorts under my pants no more, but yeah, like you got it. It's, the Bible say be ye also ready, so you know.
Oh, okay.
If that ball is thrown up, gotta be ready. But
gotta be ready.
Oh man. It's funny, I just bought some me and a friend of mine went to the mall, so I was like, man, I ain't got no cargo shorts. Gotta have a cargo shorts, man.
Mm-hmm.
First off,
because
men can't have like women have purses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And men, we can have bags, but, you know, unless we're, like, going to... When I go to church, I have my messenger bag. And, you know, I wear
right.
a bag. But just on rip, you know, it's kind of... Men don't like having bags just walking around. So we need extra space for, you know, lip balm. I mean, chapstick or whatever you call it, gum, you know.
Yeah.
Hand sanitizer, whatever. Wallet, whatever, you know? And it's like, we can't have,
a
bag for ourselves, or it's kind of unnecessary, but we need something to carry this stuff. That's why I like having cargo pants.
Cargo shorts. Okay, that's
cargo
real.
Cargo shorts, yeah. Oh, and you know my shoes, you know, gotta have a crispy shoe, gotta have the Nikes
of
on
course.
Deck, or some J's, colorful, yeah. Indeed. And you got to have nice socks. You can't wear, like, good shoes and, like, some dingy socks. So, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, that's all. Oh, chinos. Yep. You got to wear chinos just in case you want to dress it up a little bit more. You know, chino shorts,
okay.
chino pants. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Okay, so those are the staples. All right, I can dig it. For me, I have to have a nice pair of walking shorts, like jean shorts. And, of course, this is sundress season. I love sundresses.
Yeah.
Don't do the dirty deacon laugh. I love sundress, maxi dresses. the nice flowery, floral, like peasant skirts. I'm all about that.
Fellas, okay, pause for the cause real quick. Fellas, don't you love it when you see, like, a nice young lady with a nice sundress on? Ain't nothing like it, man. And they smell good. Well, if they smell good. That's a plus, too.
They smell good.
Right. But, you know, a nice-looking, beautiful women's with a sundress on, it's like it makes life better. You know, I don't consider it bad either. It's like enjoying God's creation. That's giving praise to God. Because God made it, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, you
That's
know,
real.
I'm just praising God for his creation a little bit. So, fellas, if y'all listening out there, man, hit me up on any of our contact and just let me know that you feel me. You know? All right, back to you. That's just my little plug.
So, yeah, and I already know how the men folk feel, because when I say the memes have been aplenty about sundresses and the videos, they have been aplenty. But, you know, so we like the sundresses. We like, what else do I have to have on deck? Oh, a nice pair of shades. I have so many pairs of shades. You got to have just a simple, like, well, simple doesn't ever describe the shades that I like. And I feel like if you're looking for a staple, a nice pair of aviators is probably a good way to go. If you're not sure, just grab a nice quality pair of aviators. They will look great no matter what you're wearing. And then sandals, like I feel like a nice flat sandal that you can walk, you know, if you're going out, you're just going to the park or to the zoo or to the museum, walking around all town, but also like some nice strappy heel sandals. Got it, you know, that's
While we're on sandals, I need to ask your opinion or something. Should men be allowed to wear thongs? Sandals, that is.
No. I am not a fan of mandals. Mandals, that's what I call thong sandals for men. I do not believe that men should have anything between their toes. I'm sorry. I just don't like it.
Creeping, man.
Now,
thank you.
I understand that apparently this is okay for some people. I don't know why. But, fellas, if you want sandals, if you just want your feet to be able to breathe, please go grab some Adidas, Nike.
Just like
a simple sandal that has the fat piece across the foot, that is perfectly fine. There is no need for you to wear thong sandals. I don't understand it.
I've seen it.
Jerusalem,
man,
are appropriate.
Are so crazy,
if you,
people are so crazy.
They are so crazy.
They make
you
like a meme about everything. Air Jerusalem.
Right. It was like Air Jerusalem. It was like Jesus had this on. Air Jerusalem. I think that those, like, sandals, like, we all know the sandals, like, that one uncle that always grills at the family cookout, and he has on those sandals. Like,
hey.
You almost don't take him seriously if he don't have on those, like, semi-dressy/casual leather sandals. You don't really take him seriously if he's not wearing those. Man, those sandals. But yeah, thongs and sandals are a no-no in my book. Just like, I know that they make UGG boots for men, but if I ever see any of the men that I know wearing them, you will be talked about. I'm sorry,
they
but
can
I just don't get
it.
As
manly as possible, but just because UGG established as a woman's brand, I just can't deal with it. Just because they're named UGG boots.
Please. I barely like UGGs for women. Like, most UGG boots for women are not cute. But I can deal with it. I understand. They're warm, so I get that. But I just feel like that style of boot is just – and I know men. Like, in college, I knew men that wore them, and I was just like, what are you doing? It's like, that's not okay. But actually, subsequently, and funny enough, the same man that I knew that wore Ugg boots wore mandals. Infer from that what
right.
you will. But
how are you with Crocs?
Crocs. You know what? I like Crocs. Actually, I like to have a nice pair of Crocs and a nice pair of Birkenstocks. And those are the sandals that have sort of like the cork wooden bottom, and then they have the two straps that come across the foot with the buckles on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I like those for women. For men, yeah, dudes can wear Crocs, I guess.
Okay. They seem a little lazy to me. I don't know. It's funny because I wear Nike flip-flops, and those are like the laziest of all. But for some reason, Crocs just seem very lazy. Like,
You don't see a lot of men with like a mule type shoe. Right. With like the foot is covered, but the heel is out. That's more of a woman's style anyway.
Right.
But yeah, and funny, I'm at my parents' house, right? I'm in my old closet cleaning stuff out. I came across an old pair of powder blue, like baby blue, Nike sling back shoes. Like the front of it looks like it's a sneaker, but it has the heel out. And I was like, this is the epitome of girly. Like, you couldn't just get a regular pair of Nike walking shoes. You had to get a pair that had the back out kim early. And I was like, ooh, I bet I could still wear these because they still look really nice. I might bust those legs out. Like, you might see me in these shoes. If I wear them, I'll post them on our social media. I'll post them. But, I'm not a huge sneaker person, but I can say that maybe a nice white pair of sneakers is probably a must for both men and women.
I tend to shy away from them just I don't want to clean them. I'm the type, I care about my shoes. They have to look, presentable, and I don't want, them to get dirty because I don't want to have to clean them because it still might not come out. I'm like one of them. I'm like that. If I can't get it all the way out and they don't look fresh, I don't want to do it. That's why I wear, I might have some that have white in it, but they're not all the way white. So they, it's other colors besides the white.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in really an all white shoe. So that's
it's just so hard to maintain.
And you know what? They are. And I sort of am the same way, only because that's how we were raised. Like, my dad had the shoe polish and the toothbrush and the sneaker cleaner and stuff. So we cleaned our sneakers, and being a cheerleader, we had to clean our sneakers, and so maybe that's why I shy away from them too, because that's how I was raised. Like, you have white shoes. My grandparents were like that. Like, you need to keep them clean. So, because I don't really have an all white pair of sneakers. I generally will get black if anything. If it's just like one color, I'll get black. So let's see. Did I cover everything? Hat. I know you're a hat guy, so you have like the snapbacks and fitted.
Oh man, I have like 10, 12 of them. It's funny. I want to start getting into like the, I guess you would say fedora thing, Kango. I want to start getting into that a little more. So I'm gonna start checking out a couple of looks.
That's legit. I think every woman should have a nice big floppy sun hat. You never know when you'll be like out in the sun. That can always diva a look up. A good pair of shades, like dark shades, and a huge sun hat could take an outfit from so-so to who is this? Is that a star in like 30 seconds flat? All right. So that's always a good thing to have on deck. Accessories.
Do you wear jewelry?
Necklaces I wear sometimes. I've been wearing bracelets more. I used to wear a lot of jewelry when I was younger and in college. And then for some reason I got out of it. I think it was because, like, the first job that I had was so, I don't know, I was so busy and stuff that I didn't really have a whole lot of time to, like, accessorize. But I'm getting back into it. Statement necklaces are a big thing. And that's always nice with a sundress to have, like, necklaces or beads. So, yeah. That's, or, like, bangles. Summer is a wonderful time because a lot of your shirts and dresses will be sleeveless for women. So having bracelets on, that's a really good time to wear them because you don't have the sleeves to take away from the effect. So that's nice. Nice jewelry. Earrings. I actually don't have my ears pierced, but earrings are, like, a huge thing in the summer because a lot of women like to wear short hairstyles or updos because it's so hot. So the earrings sort of give a flare when your hair would normally be
gone.
Huge hoop earrings. You know, we live in Detroit. So that's like, you know, you can go to a beauty supply store and get earrings that would be too big to wear as a bangle on your wrist.
True.
And you will see women with the huge bangles, like the huge hoop earrings in the summer, especially. Especially if they have a short haircut. So, yeah, that's huge. Or, like, the big hoops that have something written inside of them.
Yeah. Of course, I don't wear, you know, big hoop earrings or, you know, bangles.
Right.
I'm more of a watch guy, you know. I have my little jewelry, necklace, chain pieces, you know. A couple Jesus pieces, speak my piece. You don't know about the biggie? Oh, never mind. Yeah, but, you know, I try to keep it a little fresh, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get more watches because I really like watches. It's funny because I almost sent it back to, like, even the person I bought it from. And it's funny because I didn't know but when it kept stopping, I was like, why did this mug keep stopping? It's funny how I read the direction. It says it has to be wound every day and stuff. So
I think the person I bought it from has to
think I was kind of stupid because I'm like, he's like, read the manual or, you know, watch a YouTube video before you send it back.
Right. My dad had, like, watches and stuff like that. So I'm like, I feel like they have to be wound, but I don't know. I had no idea, like, how many times or, how, you know, when.
Yeah.
But it's just, y'all, this watch he's talking about is sick. It's so fancy. Now, Jay, he has nice little style, and I'm always forcing him to do church photo shoots. I have to start posting some of those to our podcast.
Oh, let me tell it. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, we do our little whatever, photo shoot, whatever. She, like, takes my picture, and I take hers, and we put it on her Instagram page. So, guys, every time we do this, I always get more likes on her page than she gets. Isn't that fancy? I'm just like the man or what?
Every time. And it without fail, guys, without fail. Like, when I say the men's fashion accounts come out the woodwork to like these photos, it's crazy. And it's not just likes either, it's comments too. Like, they're going nuts for this guy. And now I like to think it's because I'm a great photographer and I get such an artistic, you know, expression in the photo that is just, like, amazing.
Can't hold the line.
And I guess he's fly too. No, like, his tie game is sweet. He'll have, like, a bow tie or the nice, like, patterned tie with the patterned shirt. It's, man, he be fresh. But yeah, without fail. And don't tell him this, though, because his head is already so big that
It's too late. I already know it. It's like I know this.
A building, like it's hard. So, but no, without fail, I'm just like seriously, and it's crazy. It's like immediately he gets so many likes, and I'm just like, man, maybe I should just start posting him more often on my page. People follow me.
I'm the truth. Bruh. Like Paul Pierce.
Goodness.
Yeah, and I have like. I need to get some more glasses. I need to know. I need to find out what my prescription is. Because I wear prescription glasses. I need to find out my prescription. Mm-hmm. Like a regular person. Yeah. I have like these big, I guess you would call them aviator glasses. They're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I was kind of nervous. I'm like, these are kind of big. Like, I never worn like regular glasses that were this big before.
Yeah,
that's like how
they're sweet.
Yeah, so and I bought this shirt. Really I bought this like this polka dot shirt. I might like break that one out pretty soon. Yeah.
Oh.
The world is not
ready.
Nice.
The world is not ready for you. Right.
So I just gotta I just gotta get my sock game and my loafer game together. Then I'll be like,
ooh, loafers. I love loafers. Yes. Loafers and
loafer boat shoes. Oh, okay. Let me ask you.
I can dig it.
Is it cool if men don't wear socks? Like, I'm not with that. I'm like, your feet gonna be sweating. And the shoes gonna stink.
Yeah,
how do you feel about
that? That's true. I mean, I've seen it done, and I'm just like, I could tolerate it. But I feel the same way that you feel. Like, every man that I've ever known, their feet are, like, atrocious, so their shoes get really bad really quick. So, my dad growing up, he had, like, the foot powder that he would put in his shoes, but he wore socks. My dad never goes sockless. So I was just used to seeing men with socks. Like, and I'm from a Southern family, too, on my mom's side. Like, they wear socks in their sandals most of the time. So I'm just used to men wearing socks, but I've seen more in fashion, like I've seen men going sockless or at least having socks that, like, you can't see above their shoes. So I guess maybe it's, like, a trend now or it's acceptable. But I feel like they make – because even for women, like, we have shoes that we can wear without socks, like heels and stuff like that that we'll wear without socks. But they're made differently. Most of the shoes that men are going to wear, they're closed off, they're not breathable, so they're going to go south really quickly.
Right.
It's just not a good look.
Now, like, even if you wear, like, some footies or something, I don't know if they still call them footies, you know the ones that go to ankle socks, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. There's something small. Like, they make those shoes for everybody that you can, I mean, the socks. Now, speaking of shoes, right this instant, I'm wearing Toms. They're not Toms. They are Steve Madden, but they're the same style of shoes as the Toms. The sort of, they look like bandage wraps, basically, but mine are like black, sparkly Steve Maddens. But it's that style. How do you feel about these shoes?
Toms? Stylish? That kind of style you mean? Huh?
Yeah.
They're cool. My significant other, she wears those. So, you know, they're cool.
She had on the cutest red pair last Sunday, too. They were so cute.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever.
Now,
you know,
I've had some guys not like flats. I've had some guys. Now, these are good for me because they have very good arch support inside. They're very cushioned. Because if it's just like a super flat shoe, it's I can't wear it that long. But I've had some guys that were like, oh, I hate those little slide in. You said they're
Go ahead. No, I finished.
They're just like, I hate them. They look like you're wearing socks. They're terrible.
I don't like the shoes that kind of go around your toes and stuff. I don't like those. But yeah, Toms and stuff, they're cool. Because, you know, let's you know, guys, you might have never seen me, but I'm sure Okay, no,
I'm with you.
It makes me look tall. Mm-hmm. I'm all for, like, flat shoes. All for it.
Yeah.
So, anytime they can look decent and be flat.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, hey. I'm secure enough for a woman to wear heels around me. You know, no problem.
Yeah.
But, if she's on my level. Or she's flat too.
Yeah.
You know, that makes life a little better. It's not gonna lie.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Well, we are out of time.
Wow, really?
I know. Doesn't it go by so quickly when you're having fun, man? When you're having fun. So thanks for listening. We will be back here same time, same place next week. Well, not the same time. We'll be at our regular scheduled time of 3 p.m. if Kim doesn't completely lose track of time and screw everything up again.
Yeah, it's all
It's all my fault. but peace out.
Yes. Peace.